Chapter 7, The Reception of Photographs. Almost everyone today has a camera and takes snaps. Just as almost everyone has learned to write and to produce text, anyone who is able to write can also read, but anyone who can take snaps does not necessarily have to be able to decode photographs. For us to see why, the amateur photographer can be a photographic illiterate. The democratization of taking of photographs has to be considered, and at the same time, a number of aspects of democracy in general have to be addressed. Cameras are purchased by people who were programmed into this purchase by the apparatus of advertising. The camera purchased will be the latest model, cheaper, more automatic, and more efficient than earlier models. As has already been established, this progressive improvement of camera models is based on the feedback mechanism by which those taking snaps feed the photographic industry. The photographic industry learns automatically from the actions of those taking snaps and from the professional press that constantly supplies it with test results. This is the essence of post-industrial progress. Apparatuses improve by means of social feedback. Despite the fact that the camera is based on complex scientific and technical principles, it is a very simple matter to make it function. The camera is a structurally complex but functionally simple plaything. In this respect, it is the opposite of chess, which is a structurally simple and functionally complex game. Its rules are easy, but it is difficult to play chess well. Anyone who holds a camera in their hands can create excellent photographs without having any idea what complex processes they are setting off when they push the button. People taking snaps are distinguishable from photographers by the pleasure they take in the structural complexity of their plaything. Unlike photographers and chess players, they do not look for new moves for information, for the improbable, but wish to make their functioning simpler and simpler by means of more and more perfect automation. Though impenetrable to them, the automaticity of the camera intoxicates them. Amateur photographers' clubs are places where one gets high on the structural complexities of cameras, where one goes on a photograph trip, post-industrial opium dens. Cameras demand that their owners, the ones who are hooked on them, keep on taking snaps, that they produce more and more redundant images. This photomania involving the eternal recurrence of the same, or of something very similar, leads eventually to the point where people taking snaps feel they have gone blind. Drug dependency takes over. People taking snaps can now only see the world through the camera and in photographic qualities. They are not in charge of taking photographs. They are consumed by the greed of their camera. They have become an extension to the button of their camera. Their actions are automatic camera functions. A permanent flow of unconsciously created images is the result. They form a camera memory, a data bank of automatic functions. Anyone who leafs through the album of a person who takes snaps does not recognize, as it were, the captured experiences, knowledge, or values of a human being, but the automatically realized camera possibilities. A journey to Italy documented like this stores the times and places at which the person taking snaps was induced to press the button, and shows which places the camera has been to and what it did where. This goes for all documentary photography. A documentary photographer, just like the person taking snaps, is interested in continually shooting new scenes from the same old perspective. The photographer, in the sense intended here, is, on the other hand, interested, like the chess player, in seeing in continually new ways, i.e., producing new, informative states of things. The evolution of photography from its origins right up to the present is a process of increasing awareness of the concept of information. From an appetite for the continually new, using the same old method, to an interest in continually evolving new methods. Both those taking snaps and documentary photographers, however, have not understood information.